gossip that he's got about everybody. It's interesting that this kufa, we don't give it the significance that it ought to have, because the Rabbanim kufa is universal. In other words, every person is accountable for his deeds. Every human being, as a human being, is created and is right to move for everybody. Everybody is possible decision, and everybody has to is judged on Rosh Hashanah. The tkufa of Nisim, the tkufa of Pesach, is a chodesh hazeh lachem, Rosh Chodashim. It's unique for Klal Yisrael, and it has its own. Besides being human beings with a need to measure up to elementary right and wrong, Klal Yisrael has a whole new dimension of where they are, what they're supposed to be, and we're going and try to get one small glimpse of a difference between Klal Yisrael. For us, the end of a year is now, Adar, and Nisan starts, it's a whole new cycle. And I'd like to try to get a sense of, pinpoint a difference other than just Tayag Mitzvahs against Zayin Mitzvahs and Noach and so on. So I would like to use a point from this week's parasha, which actually this week's parasha is Yad Yoma. The Hakamas of Mishkan. So we have the parashas of building the Mishkan, and building the Mishkan includes Bezalel, Eliyav. They had to be extraordinary people. The stuff in the Mishkan was excruciatingly fine. It had to be done to specification. It needed a certain element of Ruach HaKodesh for the Kavanas to put into it. And all those elements. And that's why you needed to have extremely chashuv people to do it. It says they couldn't put up the Mishkan. In other words, they built it, it was ready. And it was Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one that could put up the Mishkan. Now, putting up the Mishkan, once the pieces are there, that's something for a... It's very menial. It doesn't take much. You put up the things, you tie them together, you put in the briach this way, that way, the other way, and it's there. I mean, a good model should be easy to snap together. If Bezalel and Eliyahu have done their job, then it should be a cinch to put everything together. What was so difficult? It needed, and of all the people, only Moshe. Bezalel and Eliyahu were the ones that were capable of making the individual pieces, and Moshe was the one who put it up. And it was 7 days beginning now. This was Rosh Chodesh Nissan. It would culminate in Rosh Chodesh Nissan when it would be standing. So in a certain sense, hard to divorce the Hakamas HaMishkan, which is the Avoda, from understanding the significance of Achoshim, Rosh Chodashim, and Klal Yisrael. So, if we're to ask ourselves the difference, Klal Yisrael, in believing Hashem Echad, whereas Umas Olam, besides having a propensity for Avodah Zarah, they're also allowed to believe in Shittuv. It means that we perceive the Bria not as pieces, but as a whole. In other words, Umas Olam are capable of focusing on different areas and understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu with some sort of delegation of power, so to speak, some sort of nature, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls strings and so on. So we look at each area of the world and each area of life and each segment of history, and you see a divine guidance. To see everything as one big picture, the oneness of it, putting it together, is unique to Klal Yisrael. The believing in Hashem Echad that we're required to believe in, as opposed to Mesolam, is not just a very philosophical question of how many are there, there's one with some some division heads, maybe some subordinates, but it's one whole, one entirety. It's not just how many. It's a perspective on life. And the place where that has a certain relevance for us is not only the philosophy, but let's take an area. The Ramban speaks about the mitzvah of kedoshim tiyu. The Torah says kedoshim tiyu. What's that mitzvah? It's a mitzvah sesei. Well, what is it? So Rashi says gedurim min arayas. A person abstain from arayas. So Ramban says, well, you have a whole parsha listing all the details. So what are we talking about? So Ramban says that you can only list X amount of details. You will never be able to cover the entire gamut or spectrum of things, because it's not about different things, it's a different picture. So he says a person could follow the law to the letter and yet totally desecrate the spirit of the law. So the Torah could not possibly list every single thing wrong in the realm of Kedusha, because A, there's just endless amount of details, every door with its own deviances, its own problems, and its own yitzharis. And also, but that's not right even. We're not talking about details, we're talking about a picture. Kedusha is a positive picture. It consists, it's a whole tzelem elokim, and it's denied by many different arayas. But the picture is a picture, a whole picture. He says something very similar, Ramban, there's a mitzvah asisa tova yasher, that in business, there are many, many, many halachas. And then there's a sweeping asisa tova yasher, the Gemara uses it halachically, where someone asks him, well, what's wrong with this? And he says, mishum tova yasher. You can't list every single business transaction and the halach of it. But there's one big picture that says Tov and Yosher. And that's what all these dots are supposed to add up to. So if you have a doubt on a particular dot, whether it's Muta Asa, don't compare it only to other dots. You have like a whole picture of Tov and Yosher. Where does this fit in Tov and Yosher? So it's a way we need to we need to make a switch from looking at Shulchan Aruch, at Torah commandments, as being details only, and it's a list of very specific details, but rather the right way would be examples of something, and we're supposed to form a big picture. And the big picture is what the Torah wants. The only way to describe it, it's like when you draw, you have these kid books with a lot of numbers and dots, and then you sort of connect them, and then you see a picture, and a lot of times you're surprised by the picture that comes out from all these dots. I think that was the pshat in the Mishkan. Each element in the Mishkan represented a certain parallel in the world of Kedusha. That's what it's all about. And Bezalel and Eliyahu were the ones that were capable of doing that. And they were able to make all these details. They had the Ruach HaKodesh, the personal Kedusha, and so on, to do it. And that's fine. To put it together is an avoda of an entirely different dimension. The only one that's shakel keneged Klal Yisrael is Moshe Rabbeinu. Every shevet in Klal Yisrael has its own strengths and its own inyanim of Torah that it specializes in. But each element is built as an element, and that could be done by somebody else. Moshe Rabbeinu was connected Klal Yisrael, meaning he took in the entire scope of everything. And the Mela, the only one that could put the Mishkan together was Moshe Rabbeinu. I think that it's something. It's a pause. There's a year that's built around the solar year, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. That's Nogea to the world, and that deals with the details. And of course, every person needs to take stock of himself and the things he does wrong. But then this being a Shomer Torah mitzvah is not about things that you did wrong or right. there's a whole picture of Tzelem Elokim that comes out when all the dots form a unified whole, when it comes together. And the measure for that is in the places where it's not clear, where there's no dot, but the line between two dots falls out very clearly in a certain way. And all the lines together form a certain picture. And then the person needs to spend time, we need to spend time making the picture. What is it, what's the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Tzelem Elokim? In every area. In areas of Kedusha, in the areas of honesty, in areas of Tov. Being a Tov to somebody means not just when there's a particular thing, but it means being a person who radiates goodness, who cares, who's sensitive, a person whose Kadosh understands that the things that have a strong pull in Taiva are away from Ruchnius by definition. And pulling back, in general, from Taiva is a closest HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person in the world of Avodas Hashem, as a person learns to recognize that everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a certain picture that he's living up to. So it's a tkufa of the year, also with its own rhythm, more subtle, but a lot more significant to us as Klal Yisrael. Achodesh zeh lachem Rosh Chodeshim. It's a type of lachem that's not shayach to Umos Olam. Umos Olam don't have that dagger. We have it. And as the Jewish year winds down, and in 2 or 3 days we have Hakamas and Mishkan again, it's a time to give it some thought and understanding that we need to, you know, we need to start picturing the bigger picture, the entire picture, and what's called Tzelem Elokim, and as we live up to it, even though it's much harder, it means a lot more things that are not mefurish, but in certain ways it's a lot more rewarding. When you know what you're doing, when you have a picture of a person you want to be, it's much easier in some ways than to follow this instruction, that instruction, the other instruction. We should be zocha that every person himself and all of us together, to do that HaKomas HaMishkan, to take bits and pieces, every one of us has bits and pieces that are really good, and bits and pieces that need to be fixed to some degree, but not to leave it laying around as bits and pieces. We should be able to make it a personality, a demus, a Tzelem Elokim, and we should go to Korban Pesach. The Maral speaks a lot about it. Maramas on the Echad of Klal Yisrael, it goes through a list of everything it is about the Achdus. The Achdus of Hashem is not an abstract philosophical concept. It's a picture that reflects us. When we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Echad, we ourselves are.